Good morning with KUAC News. I'm Dan Bross. Alaska's resident COVID-19 case count has topped 750. The Alaska Department of Health and Social Services announced 12 new resident cases yesterday, including two in North Pole and one in Fairbanks, plus six in Anchorage and one each in the Bristol Bay Borough, Homer, and Palmer, bringing Alaska's total resident case tally to 755. There are also two new non-resident cases identified, one in Anchorage and one in the Prince of Wales Hyder census area, raising the non-resident case count to 106. Recovered cases now total 475. Fairbanks area cases of COVID-19 are on the rise, including two cases of employees at the Tanana Valley Clinic announced last week and a worker at Fairbanks Memorial Hospital announced Friday. The TVC employees were believed to have become infected outside of the workplace, but 44 clinic patients might have been exposed and have been contacted. The hospital employee was asymptomatic and reported for testing when she learned she might be in close contact with someone who has the coronavirus. With the increase in local cases, the hospital now has a new dashboard showing just interior Alaska cases. It's on the hospital's website and shows 31 interior Alaska cases that have been identified in June. The Fairbanks Unified Incident Command held its first public meeting in more than a month Friday. Foundation Health Partners Chief Operating Officer Clint Brooks explained the command extended its contract to use the Carlson Center in the event COVID-19 patients exceed the hospital's capacity.
We do have a trigger point for activating the Carlson Center, and that's Fairbanks Memorial Hospital's census in the two designated areas, and that number is 50 between those two areas. Currently, we're at 28.
One-third of the state's positive cases were documented since the start of June. With an increase in the number of people seeking testing, there's a backlog of 600 unprocessed tests. And Dr. Angelique Ramirez, Medical Director of Quality at Foundation Health Partners, says there are still delays in getting test kits from the state health department.
Our oldest pending test, I believe, is on the 11th. That is why we have transitioned to sending more tests out to a commercial reference lab.
Incident commanders expect an increase in positive case numbers when those tests are eventually processed. Up to now, Alaska's public health department has been able to track every single confirmed case in the state, whether Alaska resident or for that of a visitor. The work is done by public health nurses like Elizabeth Hawk Burton, who's in charge of the Fairbanks Public Health Center.
We have probably somewhere around 80 or 90 public health nurses across the state. And we have staff on call every night and both weekend days with about 17 nurses each day. We are continuing to recruit quite robustly to add additional staff.
Hawk Burton says each COVID-19 patient is counseled and contacted regularly, usually daily, until their recovery. Testing is now available at the hospital, the Interior Community Health Center, the Chief Andrew Isaac Health Center, and many private providers.